Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Greg is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back. It is Silver and Black today here on this Tuesday. We hope you're having a good week, your first or second week without Raiders football. But hey, you know what? It's right around the corner. Yes, that's 7-8 months. Man, 8 months, Mo, till we get to watch professional football as far as the Raiders are concerned. Again, the NFL season, it's the shortest season, and you know why, obviously the physicality of the sport and the brutality of the sport, but man, it's hard because you get done with football season and college season, and it just seems like it takes forever.
You mean you don't want to watch reruns of the 2022 season when the Raiders blew all those leads? I mean, that's not interesting to the fans out there?
Oh,
not
my interested? Gosh. That's maybe torture.
Too soon?
That's against the Geneva Convention, man. That's like, you know, that's like prisoners of war. You can't do that. But hey, do us a favor. If you don't already subscribe to the show, please do it wherever you get your podcasts. Also, if you're watching us on YouTube, hey, how you doing? Make sure you hit the like button there. Also, smash that subscribe button and the notifications bell as well. Okay, Mo, let's get some more into this state of the Raiders cap is too. I want to also go back to a little bit of what we were talking about last segment. I'll pop it up here on the screen for those that are watching. So the salary cap overall, how it's calculated, if you're watching, you see a lot of words on the screen. I'm going to read these for our audio listeners, and we'll talk them through. But the team salary, how it's calculated, you have base salary cap, plus you have carryover, which we'll talk about here in a second, and plus or minus adjustments to the cap, right? And then the cap space is calculated with the cap minus the active cap spending minus dead money, okay? So now the estimated base salary cap, Mo, for 2023 is about $220 million. It was $208 last year. It goes up every year. It went down significantly during COVID, obviously, because revenues were down. This is how it rises and lowers depending on revenue. And the carryover, this is where we specifically start talking about the Raiders. The carryover for the salary cap each year is how much the team saved in the previous year. So if you didn't spend money or you got a player that was hurt and you somehow recoup money back, that happens. But the team has to notify the league within a couple weeks of the start of the season how much of this money it wants to transfer to the coming year. So you can basically carry over money. It's sort of like, and Mo, I don't know if you've had this with your employment at Bleacher Report, but you have like an HSA health spending account, and some of those you have to like spend by the end of the year, or some of them you can carry over, right? Well, this carryover for the Raiders, if you look at it again, and what they're able to do, what we know now, there's a report just this week that says the Raiders carryover for 2023 is going to be $6.7 million. So they're going to bring forward from 2022 almost $7 million. Currently, the Raiders cap space, this is without the Derek Carr move yet because it's not official, is 20 million, right? 20 million. You add this, or 21 million. You add the 6.7 million, and you're at 27.7 million. Okay. You with me now, Mo? Almost 28 million. Then this is where the Derek Carr thing comes in. So you save, if you let Derek Carr go or you trade him, it doesn't matter. If you let him go and he's off the books, you're saving $29.2 million with Derek Carr. next year because you got to pay the $5 million anyway. That's going to be dead cap hit. So that leaves the Raiders right now, as we know it, this is an estimate, but it's going to be pretty close, at just under $57 million in cap space, Mo. That is not a small amount, okay? And that is before maybe some other moves where they could probably recognize upwards of $10 million more dollars too. So they're going to be at about $58 million, as we mentioned. And this is where that Derek Carr decision came. So because if they were convinced Derek Carr is the guy, hey, we're going to win a Super Bowl with this guy, there's no question about it, then we're not having this conversation and they deal with the $20 million salary cap they have. But now you double, more than double, your salary cap by just letting one player go.
Right. And there was a point that my guy Pod Wasted made that was very interesting.
Uh-huh.
And it stuck to me. He said, the Raiders wouldn't have put a trap door in Carr's contract if they didn't intend to use it if necessary.
Right.
So remember we talked about this. I think Danny Heifetz was on from the Ringer.
Yes.
And people were kind of scoffed at him for saying, well, there is an out in the contract where the Raiders can get out of this. And a lot of people was like, ah, oh, they're not going to get rid of Carr. And I was of the belief that Josh McDaniels and Carr, that was his guy. Because again, that's what he said coming in the door. But as my buddy Potter Wasted said, you don't put that in there if there's not a possibility that you could exercise the clause. And here we are today. So as you said, they got themselves out of the deal because now they feel like Derek Carr is not the guy for Josh McDaniels' system. They're going to look for other options. But again, as you alluded to, $40.4 million if Derek Carr had remained on the roster past February 15th.
Right.
That part of that is his base salary for 2023 and $7.5 million for 2024. So obviously they were like, we're not going to marry ourselves to that. We're going to move on. So that's why you don't have Derek Carr on the field where he can get hurt and that money becomes guaranteed.
Yeah. And I mean, again, it's $29 million of dead cap. So
right.
You have a team that needs to remake its defense. It has to improve its offensive line.
Right.
Doesn't give you, I mean, $20 million. So I think that they knew that. And you're right. I think that a lot of criticism towards the coaching, well-deserved. Some criticism from us, too, on some of the moves that Dave Ziegler made, which now much more appeared to be, hey, let's just steady state until I can free up some money. And now they free up that money. And to be at that situation to where you have $58, $59 million, and we'll go into the next segment into the individual players. But, Mo, that's why you do those contracts. And listen, you have to and Raider fans, I know it's hard, even if you're a big Derek Carr fan. You should be thankful that you have a new GM that structured and the Raiders structured the contract there, because you look around the league, Mo, there's examples of contracts, including even the Aaron Rodgers contract. I know he's a great quarterback and everything. You cannot get out of that contract. Now, you could say the same about the Devontae Adams contract, but that's a little bit different. He's a wide receiver. He's not a quarterback. So you look at that situation, and I think Raider Nation's missing that. I hope this show will help them understand a little bit that even if you love Derek Carr, it was a smart move, and it's a move that may save this franchise moving forward for the next 3 to 5 years.
It's always good to have flexibility because you just never know
what's
going to happen, right? So just look at Russell Wilson in Denver, right? Look at Kyler Murray in Arizona. They don't have a choice. Those guys have to stay pretty much in place because no one's going to trade for their contracts.
Right.
So whoever steps in and becomes the head coach of those teams, they have no choice. Their first pitch has to be, how can I fix Russell Wilson? How can I get Kyler Murray to be a better quarterback? How can I get him to study? You know, those type of things. There's no, we're going to trade Kyler Murray. We're going to trade Russell Wilson because of the way the contract is structured. So what Raider fans should be able to appreciate is that the front office had the foresight, as you said, to give themselves an out just in case, because it was a new marriage. Yeah. It wasn't like Derek Carr and Josh McDaniels had been working together for 10 years. This is their first year together, and they knew, like, if it didn't work out, we always have that trapdoor we can walk out of and walk out of the contract.
Yeah, and I think it was a really smart move by the GM and coach to get Mark Davis to agree that. Now, we hear reports that Mark Davis wasn't sold on Derek Carr along. I don't know about that. I think Mark Davis has actually taken a bullet for his guys, which is admirable. But yeah, I mean, you look at the Packers situation. I'm looking at it right now and over the cap. You cut Aaron Rodgers pre-June 1st, which of course they're not going to do. It'd be a $100 million cap hit. After June 1st, it's still $32 million. right? So trade, it's $100 million. It doesn't change with the trade. It's still a $30 million cap hit. That's why he's not going to go anywhere. If he retires, that's a different story, but he's not going anywhere. But that's why the structure of these contracts, and listen, that's not a fun part of the game for fans to pay attention to. But I think in particular, Raider Nation, who as I've said, deserves better and needs this team to get better fast, the only way you were going to do that, and this is why you and I consistently, almost every week, at least once or twice, bring up the fact that the most valuable contract in the NFL is a young player on a rookie contract, especially if you can get a quarterback that can come in and play right away, or at least within a year, because it allows you to play with the cap.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Right, and it also allows you to build up your roster if you need to revamp your defense like the Raiders do and patch up your offensive line. Yeah. So now the Raiders, we don't know what they're going to do. Maybe they go out and get a veteran, but that player is probably not going to cost as much as Derek Carr would have cost against the cap. I believe Derek Carr would have had a $35 million cap hit in 2023, if I'm not mistaken, $34.9 million. So that that cap hit, whoever they bring in, even if it's Tom Brady or Jimmy Garoppolo, I doubt that cap hit is going to reach the amount of $35 million. Now, of course, they get a rookie; he's going to be on a rookie contract, and the Raiders will be able to spend in other areas.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if it is a veteran quarterback, again, I think you see the bonus, you see it spread out. And and maybe you see a cap hit. I think at the most it would be half that, and that would be on the high side. So that's my guess right now. But it's interesting. But I think it's important to understand that, because as the Raiders go out, because a lot of folks, okay, they got to go remake the defense. You got to do draft picks. Yeah, you got to do draft picks, but you also, this gives the Raiders a lot of room to go and be very appealing to high-end free agents, right? And we'll go over those free agents that might be targets for the Raiders here in a couple of weeks. But you look at those opportunities too, Mo, especially on that offensive line. There's a couple offensive linemen that are coming up for free agency. They could stay, end up staying with their team or not. But that's where you want to be able to go get a guy you're going to be able to plug in, especially with a new quarterback, whether it's a rookie quarterback, it's a Garoppolo, it's a Brady. You've got to protect that quarterback, especially if it's a Brady. And to do that, you got to have the cash. This allows them to do that there too on the offensive line.
You always want to be prepared going to free agency, because you never know what can happen. Even if a guy's not set to become a free agent, there are cuts around the league. The Raiders may swing a trade. Ziegler has been apt to swing a deal, and we saw that with Rock Ya-Sin coming in. We saw that. So with Davante Adams, even though people don't want to give him credit for that, he's willing to make a deal. So I wouldn't rule out a trade or something that we didn't foresee happening in the offseason. But you always want to have the cap room, the money to spend, just to give yourself that flexibility to prove the roster.
Yeah, no question. And that's going to be what's interesting. And this is where I know Raider fans, they just want to make sure the team gets better. But if you follow this, it's kind of fun in the offseason actually to watch where they spend their money. So when you start to see guys available for trade, or they're free agents, or you start to see things happen in the NFL and you say, oh, the Raiders should go get that guy, look at the number and say, hey, what's he going to bring, right? Most of the time when they report this stuff, they'll tell you what they made last year, what they're worth on the open market, And that's where the balance comes in. That's where the front office has to say, okay, if I got to spend only $15 million on a quarterback, then I can go spend X number of dollars on these different guys and be able to fill those spots, right? So that's actually part of the fun. I'm not a math guy. I talk about it all the time. Numbers kind of get to me sometimes. But when it comes to the football stuff, it's fun to follow because then, you know, if they go out and sign a guy and they give him a big ticket, like, whoa, okay, so you're going to go out, you think it's that important, you're going to sign that one guy, then you better nail the draft on defense if you just spent a ton of money on the offensive line. So we'll see how it all works out. But it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be fun to watch what Dave Ziegler, not only with the full complement of draft picks, and maybe they get more depending what happens with some trades, and then have the money too.
I think he's going to be a lot more active early in free agency than he was last year. If you remember, a lot of Raider fans were kind of antsy because the Raiders weren't making big moves until the Davante Adams and Chandler Jones splashes came about, I believe, on a Wednesday, Thursday. But I think this year he has to be a little more active because the Raiders have a lot of holes. So he cannot sit on his hands for the first 24, 40 hours of that tampering period and let guys come off the market because the Raiders need some help, especially on the defensive side of the ball, especially on the offensive line. So I expect to see a more active Raider front office this time around.
For sure. All right, Mo, grab your avocado smoothie. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back for the third and final segment of this edition of Silver and Black today, we're going to go over the Raiders cap hits, the guys who are going to be paid the most and count against the cap most. And then we're going to do a little bit of trimming the fat. Where can they save money and regain some cap space as well? There might be some names on there that you know really well. We'll talk about those when we come back. You're listening to Silver and Black today, an Odyssey original podcast covering the Las Vegas Raiders. Stay right where you are.